Chapter 45. The Impossible Sky. "If this is heaven or hell," Captain Robert Singh told himself, "it looks remarkably like my cabin aboard Goliath." He was still trying to accept the unbelievable fact that he was still alive when he received welcome confirmation from David. "Hello, Bob. It wasn't easy to wake you. What's happened?" No one had ever programmed David to hesitate like a human person. It was one of the many conversational tricks he had learned from experience. "Frankly, I don't know. Obviously, the bomb failed to detonate, but something very strange has happened. I think you'd better get to the bridge." Captain Singh, suddenly restored to his command, shook his head violently several times and was somewhat surprised to find that it remained attached to his shoulders. Everything appeared perfectly, incredibly normal. He even felt a mild sense of annoyance, though hardly disappointment. It seemed an anticlimax to have wasted so much emotional energy coming to terms with death, yet still be alive. By the time he had reached the bridge, he had accepted the reality of the situation. His composure did not last for long. The main view screen still gave the illusion that there was nothing between him and the familiar landscape of Kali. That was unchanged, but what lay beyond it filled Captain Singh with one of the few moments of real terror he had ever known. Doubtless his peculiar emotional state was partly responsible. Even so, no one could have looked at the sky above Goliath without an overwhelming sense of awe. Looming above the steeply curved horizon of Kali, climbing perceptibly even as he watched, was the pock-marked landscape of another world. For a moment, Robert Singh felt that he was back on Phobos, looking up at the gigantic face of Mars. But this apparition was even larger, and Mars, of course, was forever fixed in the sky of Phobos, not moving steadily toward the zenith, like this impossible object. Or was it coming closer? They had tried to stop one cosmic nomad falling upon the earth. Was another about to crash into Kali? "Bob, Sir Colin wants to speak to you." Singh had totally forgotten his companions. Looking around, he was surprised to find that half the crew had joined him on the bridge and were also staring in astonishment at the sky. "Hello, Colin," he forced himself to say. It was not easy to talk to someone who should be dead. "What in God's name has happened?" "Spectacular, isn't it?" The scientist's voice was calm and reassuring. "We had a grandstand view up here on the sled. Don't you recognize it? You should. You're looking at Kali. The bomb may have fizzled, but it still had megatons of kinetic energy, enough to make Kali fission like an amoeba. Did a neat job, too. Hope Goliath wasn't damaged. We'll need it as a home for a little while longer, but for how long, as Hamlet remarked, that is the question."